Amen. Brother Eric did a tremendous job. And he had an auxiliary booster that kicked in. I said, who is that? I said, Bonner's not in the house, I don't think. Yes, sir. Yeah, good job. Yeah, you did a fine job, Clifford, corroborating and collaborating and boosting. Yeah, what got into you, Clifford? Yeah, we appreciate Brother Eric and his directing us in our singing. We're thankful for all of you blending your voices together in a very wonderful way as we have lifted up songs of praise to the God of glory. We are appreciative of Brother William Proud, who read our scripture lesson, and Brother Larry Reese for leading us in our prayer. And we are likewise thankful for your attentive ears as you prepare to listen to the message that I plan to share with you this morning. Brother Prowell read for us Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. I'd like to read it again just for re-emphasis. Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. As vitally significant and indispensable as love is, I want to focus our minds and our thoughts on the fact that as we love God with the totality of our being, we want to remind us that this involves loving God with all of our minds. I'm going to talk about the mind today. But before I announce the specific title of our lesson, I call your attention to an Old Testament passage, to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. This lesson is designed for all of us, but in a very special way, I hope our young people will pay close attention to it. Especially do I hope and trust that our teens will pay close attention to this lesson. So young people especially, lend me your ears. I have some things to share with you. Isaiah 26 and verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Years ago, I don't hear it much these days, but we used to hear the United Negro College Fund advertised, their motto was, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And I want you to think along these lines with me. And we can say it this way, it is a terrible thing to waste your, our minds. Let's look at a few definitions for clarification and emphasis. Waste is variously defined as to damage or destroy gradually and progressively, or to wear away or diminish gradually. Waste is also defined as to spend or use carelessly. Additionally, waste is defined as to be allowed to be used inefficiently or become dissipated. Terrible. Terrible is defined as exciting extreme alarm or intense fear. Terrifying. Formidable in nature. Extremely bad, notably unattractive or objectionable. That's terrible for you. Now, mind, what is that? How do we define mind? And I'm not going to go into a long, drawn-out definition of mind. I won't engage in a complex elucidation of the concept of mind, but I do want to share some things with you about the mind. Mind is the element or complex of elements in an individual that feels, perceives, thinks, wills, and especially reasons. Further, mind is the conscious mental events and capabilities in an individual. Additionally, mind is the aspect of intellect and consciousness experienced as combinations of thought, perception, memory, emotion, will, and imagination, including all conscious and unconscious cognitive processes. And then I want you to think specifically in terms of mind. The mind is man's intellectual control center. It is the seat of his emotions, conscience, consciousness, reasoning, will, and spirituality. Notice, your mind determines the overall quality of your life and affects the totality of your life. It is a vitally essential part of our constitutional nature and identity. And the mind will determine ultimately your final destiny. So you don't want to waste it. There is a definitive, direct, and intricately complex relationship between the mind and the spirit or soul, our supernatural, divine, or God-given essence. Also, in an inexplicable way, somehow the mind interfaces with the human brain and that spiritual essence known as the spirit or soul. But the question is, why is the mind a terrible thing to waste? The mind is a terrible thing to waste because of its vital importance as our intellectual, emotional, and spiritual control center. The mind can be used negatively. It can be used for evil purposes. It's a fascinating component of our lives. Negative things take place in the mind. It is the center where malice materializes and marinates in its own juices of bitterness. This is negative. It is the place where hatred is hatched. Evil is engendered. Wickedness wakes up and comes to life. It starts in the mind. The mind is where pride rises up in determined defiance and rebellion. That starts in the mind. Diabolical schemes are concocted and launched into reality. The mind is where rebellion roosts. Sin is conceived and slithers into our gardens of purity. The mind is where seeds of discord are planted. It is also the soil out of which weeds of wickedness grow. It is where selfishness is nurtured, and the mind is also the place where covetousness and discontentment together make their nesting place. The mind is, unfortunately, the place where sin comes into being negatively. But aren't you glad that the mind can be used positively? And that's our challenge, to use our minds in positive ways. I rejoice that the mind is also a place where positive thoughts are generated and processed. Healthy reasoning takes place. Strategies are devised. Decisions and choices are made, both good and bad. Sound resolutions are formulated, activated, and carried out. Options are identified and weighed in the balance of reason. Mind is the place from which courage emanates. Commitments come to life. Determination and firm resolutions are given birth. Purposes are formed. Attitudes arise and take their places in our mental skies. Faithfulness is fashioned and facilitated. Goals are generated and galvanized. Forgiveness is summoned by love to make its way into the harsh world of hurts, offenses, and transgressions. It is in the mind where achievement makes its way slowly toward realization. Humility settles down and makes itself at home. The mind is where imagination logs on to the internet of limitless potential and surfs the web of endless possibilities. Persuasion is processed and orchestrated. Hope arises and illuminates the inner recesses of the soul. And aspirations lift off and are propelled into the stratosphere of success. Opportunities are recognized and seized. God's word is planted, germinates, and brings forth good fruit. The mind is where godly sorrow quietly does its work, and repentance becomes an actual reality that results in reformation of life. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, furthermore, because of its almost limitless potential. The mind can help you be the very best you can be, young people, but you have to use it, not abuse it or neglect it. Yet failure to use your mind can result in you becoming a pitiable non-achiever and a miserable and fruitless failure. It can help you scan the lofty heights of great success, or it can relegate you to the skid row of abject failure and hopelessness. All is determined by how you decide to use it. The motto of the University of Memphis is three words: dreamers, thinkers, doers. I have come to serve notice on you. You can dream and think all you want to, but unless and until you take planned, controlled, productive action, your dreaming and thinking will merely be meaningless exercises in futility. If you want your dreams to come true, young people, you have to wake up. The greatest battles that we ever fought, I'll tell you where and when. On the maps of the world, you'll find them not. They were fought in the minds of men. The mind is a terrible thing to waste because of its significant role in fostering and promoting spiritual vitality. We've already indicated we should love the Lord our God with all of our minds. There are special blessings in store to those who have an appreciation for God and for submission to Him and constant focus on Him. Thou wilt keep him, remember, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. The mind is a terrible thing to waste because it marvelously interfaces with the human spirit and greatly influences and enriches it. The mind is a terrible thing to waste because it is the special repository of God's laws. We're reminded in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10, I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. Young people, don't waste it. Don't waste it. Take it seriously. You are going to determine by using your minds or wasting your minds what your eternal and final destiny will be. Your destiny in life and your destiny in eternity. How do we waste our minds? In a number of ways. Notice, the degree to which we fail to develop our minds to the fullest extent of which we are capable, to that degree we waste our minds. How do we develop our minds to the fullest degree? Through education. Both secular and spiritually. My people are destroyed, says God through Hosea, because of a lack of knowledge. You can develop your minds through exercise, by thinking, by dreaming, but most significantly by doing, by meeting and facing challenges, by remaining focused on the right things. The degree to which we fail to fully utilize our minds in ordering and directing our lives in such a way as to achieve our greatest potential, to that degree we waste our minds. We can do this, young people, by failing to read. Reading is fundamental. By failing to study, by failing to think and plan things out, and by failing to follow through, we can waste our minds by failing to apply ourselves and by failing to discipline ourselves to do what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, in the best interests of ourselves and the best interests of our futures. The degree to which we fail to develop our God-given potential to be the very best that we possibly can be, to that degree, we waste our minds. You have tremendous potential, young people. Doesn't make any difference what your ethnicity is. Doesn't make any difference what your gender is. Doesn't make any difference what your history is. It doesn't make any difference what your environment is. You have tremendous potential. Believe it. Potential is defined as that which has power, potent, that can but has not yet come into being. That which is possible, latent, unrealized, underdeveloped, power to become, power to achieve. In grammar, potential expresses possibility. Potential expresses capability. If I might pick out one of our young people whom I've gotten to know, I am appreciative of his intellect and of his discipline. And I don't want to embarrass the fella, bless his heart, but this guy is an accomplished musician, plays several instruments, taught himself to play the piano. Should I mention his name? Philip. Philip, I'm not a prophet, but I can predict. I believe, and I could be wrong, but in the words of Charles Barkley, I doubt it. I believe Philip is going places. All of our young people can go places. The wealthiest spot on this planet is not the oil fields of Kuwait, Iraq, or Saudi Arabia. The wealthiest spot on this planet is not in the gold and diamond mines of South Africa, the uranium mines of the Soviet Union, or the silver mines of Africa. Though it may surprise you, the richest deposits on our planet lie just a few blocks or miles from your house. You might not have realized that. They rest in your local cemetery or graveyard. Buried beneath the soil within the walls of those sacred grounds are dreams that never came to pass, songs that were never sung, books that were never written, paintings that never filled a canvas, ideas that were never shared, visions that never became reality, inventions that were never designed, plans that never went beyond the drawing board, purposes that were never fulfilled. Our graveyards are filled with potential that remained potential. What a tragedy. As we walk and ride along the streets of our cities, our hearts should weep as we encounter and observe the wasted, broken, and disoriented lives of individuals who years before were talented, intelligent, aspiring high school classmates. During their youth, they had dreams, desires, plans, and aspirations. Today, they are lost in a maze of substance abuse, alcoholism, purposelessness, and poorly chosen friends. Their lives are aimless, their decisions haphazard. This enormous tragedy should sadden us all. What could have been has become what should not have been. The wealth of dreams has been dashed into the poverty of discouragement, disillusionment, despair, and defeat. Only a very small percentage of the 6 billion plus people on planet Earth will experience a significant portion of their true potential. Question: are you a candidate for contributing to the wealth of the cemetery? Let me share just a few things on how to keep from wasting your mind. First of all, in order to prevent wasting your mind, you need to have a clear understanding of the fact that your mind is a precious gift from God. Paul reminded the Athenians on Mars Hill in Acts 17:25, in describing God, he gives to all life and breath and all things, and I add, including your mind. Secondly, you must accept the fact that you do have a mind, and it's yours to keep. It's not your mama's, not your daddy's, not your brother's or your sister's. It's yours. This is the only one you get. It is given on a one per customer basis. What are you doing with it? Third, you must develop a meaningful conception of the marvelous capacities and powerful potential of the mind. Recognize that, in a sense, all the great potential of each human being is encapsulated and centered in a wonderful and fascinating way in the mind of man. Fourth, you must realize that you have the power to control your mind. Don't let your peers control it. Don't let media control it. Don't let your passions, your lusts, control it. Keep in mind that now you are not your mind. You possess your mind, and you have the right and responsibility to harness its powers and manage its great potential and its myriad capacities. You are in charge of your mind. Please don't let it go to waste. You have the right to change your mind in either direction for either good or evil. Nobody can change it for you. You must change it for yourself if it needs changing. Remember, you have a right to have an open mind. But don't forget to close it on something solid. We talk about stewardship of our money, talk about stewardship of our time, talk about stewardship of our talents, but today we need to recognize the vital importance of the stewardship of our minds. They have been provided to us as a sacred trust. God expects us to utilize them and to manage them well. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2 reminds us that it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. Next, and I'm almost finished, surround yourself with companions that have demonstrated that they are doing a good job of managing their own minds and who will have an elevating, enriching, and ennobling influence on you and your mind. Align yourself with people that are about something and people who are going somewhere. 1 Corinthians 15:33 reminds us, evil communications, companions, corrupt good manners. Sixth, focus your mind on the Lord and give preeminence, priority, and precedence to the pursuit of spiritual reality. And remember the cogent message of Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Next. You must feed and nourish your mind on good, healthy, wholesome things. What kind of music are you feeding your mind? What kind of music are you allowing into your heart, into your mind, through your ears? What kind of books is your mind being nourished by? Do you read the Word of God? Do you meditate upon it? Do you study it? What kind of websites do you frequent? What kind of movies and television programs do you watch? To which radio stations do you listen? Remember Psalm 119 and verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. We can keep from wasting our minds by practicing controlled thinking. Philippians 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Continue to renew your mind through studying and obeying the Word of God. I would postulate, suggest to you that following these guidelines will not lead you wrong. As a matter of fact, I pretty much guarantee it. But it's left up to you. I'm not trying to cram your head with something that you don't want. I'm not trying to coerce you or twist your arm. I'm just trying to share some valuable information with you and hopefully provide some inspiration and some motivation. Remember this as we close. To waste your mind
is to waste your life, to waste your time, to waste your resources, to waste your potential, to waste your spiritual vitality, to waste your salvation, to waste your souls. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Do you want your mind to be renewed? Do you want your mind to enable you to be your best and to do your best and to travel always in a positive direction? I invite you and encourage you to submit to God and His Word. If you're here and you're not a Christian, we'd like to encourage you to become one today through hearing, believing, and obeying the gospel of Christ.